Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Lunch and Learn Business Series with Dr. Mineta. We are live here in the great city of Detroit, and we pray God's blessings upon you, your household, your ministry, and your family. We're excited to continue here on Lunch and Learn every Thursday at 12 noon, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is our business professional series that we share with you tips and strategies and keys to advancing your business, promoting your business, products, goods, and services. Some of the tips and strategies and keys will help you increase your revenues, your profits, your client base, your marketing base. And so I encourage you right now to go and grab something to write with, something to write on, and then you can tweet it, send it out, post it on your Facebook, tweet it, post it on LinkedIn. Let someone else know that we are live for the next 30 minutes here on Lunch and Learn. You may have a question or a comment regarding to our series that we've been sharing on power networking. We are going to continue today on the how-tos of networking. And so that's a buzzword we hear all the time. Last week I shared with you about who knows you. Who knows you? Who's in your inner circle? Who's in your tribe? Who's in your net? And so if you are listening in for the first time or you were not able to be with us last week, oh, you can go into our archive and download 24/7 last week's session, as well as all of 2016, 14, 13, 12, 11, 2010, and 2009. We are in our eighth year here on The New Voice. And every Thursday, we specifically target in on business development, entrepreneurship training, all those things in areas of professional development, whether it is on time management and goal setting. We just have a host of topics and subjects that we have covered at no cost. So I encourage you, take some time. And just download one of the podcasts, and not only to listen, but that you would implement some of the tips and keys and strategies that we have shared on those particular programs. And so today, as we continue our series, Power Networking, today specifically we're going to look at, again, the how-to of networking. Our telephone number, maybe you have the question or the comment, is 1-347-945-6272. Again, 1-347-945-6272. That's our live number for the next 30 minutes. And all you have to do is press number one, to indicate to us that you have a question or maybe a comment. Now, let's jump right into today's session that I want to share with you. As I said, that's a buzzword when we hear the word networking. And really, in essence, we want to connect with you. We want to do business with you, whether we're offering you a product, a good, or service. So networking is simple. I want to take the mystery out of networking. And there are some nuggets that I recommend that you would incorporate in. But networking basically is simple. networking is powerful. Networking makes connecting and the connecting process easier and more enjoyable. Many times people avoid any form of networking because they think it is too hard to do. Some people, by nature, they're very, shy, but that's not the word, introvert. They're very introverted. And so, not that they can't do the skill at hand or deliver the product or meet the need, but they're introvert persons. So when we think about networking, it's not an option before or after business. See, many times we think about networking after hours. I have hosted over the last 20 years a women's networking group that we would meet at 7 a.m. before we would go to work because I'm a morning person. So networking is not an optional. It's not an optional before and after event or before and after business activity. Networking is a vital and integral part of your business success, your life success, your ministry success, whatever it is. It's an integral part of your success. God wants you to have good success. So, beloved, what I'm saying, you do business between 9 and 5. You build business before and after regular business hours. The most powerful part of your business is not conducted during business hours. Isn't that amazing? It could be on the golf course. It could be playing badminton, volleyball. It could be swimming. It could be playing golf. It could be in an art class, a dance class. Just think about it. It doesn't happen between the hours of 9 and 5. You do business between 9 and 5. You build. Listen to what I just said. There's a difference. You do, D-O. You do business between 9 and 5. You build business before and after regular business hours. See, the most powerful part of your business is not conducted during business hours. You are doing the business then. So what I'm saying to you, that networking is simple, it's powerful, and it makes connecting and the connecting process easier and more enjoyable. Some people are very withdrawn or shy, but there's many different forms and ways of networking. Because I ask you, how do you integrate networking into your business schedule? Think about that. Monday through Friday, or Tuesday through Saturday, or Wednesday through Sunday. How do you integrate networking into your business schedule? Because you do business between 9 and 5. You build your business before your regular business hours. So that's a clue right there. You should have some function that you attend before 9 a.m., whether it's once a week, once a month, once a quarter. And then the same applies after work hours. Once a month, once a week, once a quarter, daily. I don't think anybody has time to do that. But you understand what I'm saying. Just imagine if 10 hours a week, intelligent, selective networking can have a doubling effect on your business growth in just a few months. 10 hours a month. So what is that, about 2 hours, almost, 3 hours a week. That's quite a bit. That's three times one. You know, you could go to one event. That could be 2 hours. That could be 3 hours. But between 2 to 3 hours a week that you would have, 10 hours a month, that you're going to see tremendous efforts and effects in your business growth, and just in a matter of a few months. That's what can happen. That's what can take place by proper networking and follow up and follow through. So I have just a couple of points that that I want to share with you that will guide your networking. And then you will see the growth and the impact of investing 2 hours, 3 hours a week in your business. So number one, just some FYIs, just some suggestions. Number one is network smart, or you won't get the best results, you won't get the right results. And what I mean by that, beloved, we may say, I wish I could get more leads when I network. Or if you say, I'll go to the networking event, but I don't get many prospects. It means that you're not following the fundamental rules. Or you are not networking where your prime prospects may be, or both. Network smart. So in other words, we may need to have some time that we set up and that you come in for consultation on networking and role practice. Just introducing yourself. Hello, my name is, shaking their hand, sharing a one-pointer that's going to make a difference in your call, in your business. So the second thing that I want you to consider as a guide to your networking events is commit by marking your calendar. You know how many times we forget to put it on our calendar? I recommend to my coaching clients that they, at minimum, many are, whether they're home base or co-working space, is that you look and see what networking potential event is going on in your city, in your area, in your region, that may not necessarily be your normal industry that you would participate in or sector. Now you're increasing your territory, you're increasing your space, a person's meeting you. So you have to make that type of commitment. You got to make the commitment to put it on your calendar. Most offices have a quarterly or an annual calendar up on the wall. And so what you want to do is incorporate, whether it's in your own PDA, your personal data assistant, or you want it on a wall, is that you mark all the networking events posted and a small bulletin board next to it. You want to post event promotional pieces or invitations. You can go into eventbrite.com and see what events are going on in your area, in your region, in your community. And so we have a little philosophy personally. This is what you want to just connect with. is you try to follow what we call the butt rule, B-U-T-T, the butt rule, butt rule. So you want to try to follow the 50 butt rule. If there's more than 50 butts in one room, then your is there too. So you have to just think in those terms that you are marking your calendar, whether it's once a week or twice a week, depending on how high you want your number and how large is that event. It doesn't mean that you're going to network with all 50 of those persons. But just imagine if you had an opportunity to do power speed networking. And then out of the 50 people, maybe within 1 hour, you would get an opportunity to have introduced yourself from 5 to 10 people within 1 hour. If you're spending 3 minutes per person, and 3 minutes per person would come up to close to 60 people. So we're not trying to herd you through, but we want you to have maximum impact. 3 people times 20, that would be 60 minutes right there. So I'm saying to you, mark your calendar. Mark your calendar with events. The third way, guide for your networking to the moon and back, literally, is that you would select events, select something that's important as a networking itself, and then we want you to really understand the business journal. Each week, the business journal published a list of business events all the way down to your chambers of commerce, which publishes a monthly calendar. So don't overlook social and cultural events as networking possibilities. Select those events that may attract you, you or some customers who may want to move on. You don't believe me, huh? I believe there's some great opportunities that's there. And so the next one is event selection is as important as networking events itself. So it's been a very intense time. Number 4, know how you can help. Know how you can help. See, most people don't care what you do unless you do something special that they may need. Wow. So when we think in those terms, know how you can help. People don't care what you do unless what you do helps them. Know what problems you can solve, not a bunch of boring stuff about what you do, but ask some powerful questions and show them how you can help them gain the prospect's interest. Putting the interest leads to another appointment, and the purpose of the networking is to achieve engagement and lead to an appointment. That's right. So know how you can help. Many of you have participated in our Lydia Circle meeting, and that's the question when you are introducing yourself and you're doing this speed dialing. You close out with telling them, how can you help me? The question is, how can I help you? So after that power speed networking, I will know. 5, practice by doing. practice by doing. And many people, they go to networking events and programs and functions, but very few actually know how to network effectively. And that's why I'm sharing with you these fundamentals. Practice fundamentals. And subtle secrets of networking by working a room. If you practice the rules, you will have a better chance to succeed at it. All you have to do is prepare, show up, and intact. That's something. Be prepared, show up, and interact. Do it. Practice being engaged. So we thank you for what you are doing, and I want you to be aware of time. Don't spend so much of it with one person or your defeat the purpose of networking. The objective for us and for you is to take advantage of the entire room. And if you spent 3 minutes with a prospect, that gives you the possibility of 20 contacts. See, so you want to be mindful and aware of your time, because that's your most valuable commodity. Don't spend too much time with one person. Your objective is to take advantage of the entire room. And if you spend 3 minutes with a prospect, that gives you a possibility of 20 contacts per hour, you do the math. 5 minutes, you can do it. Okay. Get that sheet of paper and answer these questions that we know as we practice by doing, and that we are aware in the works that we have to do before us. What do they want you to do? Wow. Hey. He was rocking the towers. To make sure that it ran away. Now, the last one that I want to share with you, I already said, practice by doing, be aware, okay? So don't spend too much time on that defeated attitude that many are carrying. I want us to look in the book of, I'll just wait. But as we look at the size of your event, it dictates that the amount of size you should spend with each person. The larger the event, the shorter time the person has. Because the person is trying to engage person number 5 and person number 6. No. See, that's the thing. We have to be mindful when we think about the power of networking. The power of networking. These myths that I just shared with you, they're myths. Amen. They are myths. Wow. So as you're developing out your time senses, you want to be aware of the time. So the methods and rules have changed for you. You may not want to put them to use exactly as I do. So as we gather around today, Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. That's great. So these are some tips. These are some strategies. If you question the value of networking, consider this. If you have 100 people in a room and you have two rooms, a person, one can speak English and one can speak Spanish, at least 50% of them not Spanish. And so we have to be mindful of the myths, the rules that have changed and worked for us. You may want to put them in the refrigerator. So you think about what the difference is going to make utilizing these processes, utilizing these methods, utilizing the rules. So that's what we call it, rule number 6.5. 6.5. See, you may not want to use them to use exactly as I do, but I'm saying to you, beloved, if you modify the techniques to suit your personality and your personal style and all of those things, that's why I said in the beginning, networking is powerful. It's cost efficient. It's personal recommendation. It's sowing, it's reaping. So if utilized properly, it can provide the basis for that secret that Rayon is kicking. So if you question the value of networking, consider this. Consider this. If there was 100 people in a room and you don't have 2 hours to network, you can invite and to introduce them to at least think about that. 100 people in the room. You have 2 rooms to network. You can speak to. You can listen in. So it's just an awesome thing that networking is powerful. It's cost efficient. It's personal endeavor. And so those are the things when you think about you in that room. You can speak to at least 50% of the people in the room and probably will make tiny contacts. You'll see the difference. Go ahead. So those are the things I want you to think and take in consideration. How long would it take you to make 50 phone calls and 30 contacts and any other environment? I don't think the children even go to Hocus Pocus because of what they're doing or lack of. So we, again, want to thank you for joining in with Wise Women of Wealth. We want to give thanks for you becoming a Mustang. She said, you, primary reason she started drinking. She didn't do but a little bit. But she was bought out by all the pastors. So I say to you today, trust me, people love dogs. If dogs, if you change your mind, if your mind is transformed. So that's what happens when you think about the friends that you trust, the partnerships, the families. Is going to be a game changer. So trust me, people love dogs, and if you change your name to Fido and lick their face, when will you meet with him? Think about it. Think about it. Unless Al sending the money, which I doubt, you'll stop your iPhone and iPad, hey, you brought them all to the house. So you have to just be mindful of who is in your midst, of parole officers that are top priority. So you just want to make sure that everything is working, everything is functioning. Yes, yes, yes. That's all I wanted to share with you today on this glorious Lunch and Learn series. Again, I hope and I encourage you to listen in and take notes and then implement them, because our goal is to empower you, to equip you, to increase your business, increase every idea that God may give you with the inventions, creativities. That is my prayer. Amen, amen. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom. We'll be back next Thursday, 12 noon. Have a blessed and prosperous day. That is my prayer for you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Go in peace. God bless you.